Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 276. Today we shall take up a special biological program that will be of much interest to all of you. It is the SBS of the bile ducts. Remember, we are discussing about organs controlled from the cerebral cortex. Bile ducts are tubular structures that branch through the liver like a tree. When they join together, it forms the common hepatic duct. When it joins with the cystic duct coming from the gallbladder, it is called a common bile duct. Before it opens into the intestine, it meets with the pancreatic duct. Gallbladder stores the bile produced in the liver, and then the bile flows into the first part of the intestine called duodenum. Bile is essential for digestion of food, especially the fats. Bile also works as a media to eliminate the waste materials filtered by the liver from the bloodstream. What is more important for our GNM studies is that the lining of the bile ducts consists of squamous epithelium originated from the ectoderm and is therefore controlled from the cerebral cortex in the brain level. Inside the cerebral cortex, the control center of the epithelial lining of the bile ducts is positioned in the right temporal lobe, which is also a part of post-sensory cortex. Also, please understand that it is positioned exactly across from the brain relay in the left temporal lobe for rectum lining. Another very important point to be noted is that the control center of the epithelial lining of the bile ducts is also shared by the gallbladder, stomach, small curvature, pylorus, duodenal bulb and pancreatic ducts. Therefore, they all have the same biological conflict. It is a random process that decides which one of these organs will be affected by the specific DHS. Sometimes all the organs may be affected at once with a very severe conflict. Now, let us understand the biological conflict linked to the bile ducts. As told earlier, it is also a male territorial anger conflict or a female identity conflict depending on the gender laterality and hormone status of the person who is affected. I had already explained the territorial anger conflict while discussing the SBS of the small curvature of the stomach, pylorus and duodenal bulb. Please listen to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 274 for understanding in detail about the fight in the territory that is really the territory anger conflict. Even though explained already under the SBS of the small curvature of the stomach, pylorus and duodenal bulb, I am repeating today the territorial anger conflict and identity conflict depending on the gender laterality and hormone status of a person and the corresponding organs that are affected because of the importance of this information. Please spend some time to understand it thoroughly well before we proceed. A right-handed male with a normal hormone status and with a territorial anger conflict will have his stomach, bile ducts or pancreatic ducts affected. A left-handed male with a normal hormone status and with a territorial anger conflict will have his rectum surface mucosa affected. A right-handed male with a low testosterone status and with identity conflict will have his rectum surface mucosa affected. A left-handed male with low testosterone status and with identity conflict will have his stomach, bile ducts or pancreatic ducts affected. Similarly, a right-handed female with normal hormone status and with identity conflict will have her rectum surface mucosa affected. A left-handed female with normal hormone status and with identity conflict will have her stomach, bile ducts and pancreatic ducts affected. A right-handed female with low estrogen status and with a territorial anger conflict will have her stomach, bile ducts and pancreatic ducts affected. A left-handed female with low estrogen status and with territorial anger conflict will have her rectum surface mucosa affected. Please do not forget what we studied in the first biological law of nature with regard to the principle of gender laterality and hormone status. With left-handers, the conflict is always transferred to the other brain hemisphere. We will be again discussing the territorial anger conflict and the identity conflict when we will be considering the aggressive constellation under the large chapter of schizophrenic constellations. Friends, try to appreciate the discoveries of Dr. Hamer in line with evolutionary reasonings. He says that territorial conflicts, sexual conflicts, and separation conflicts are the primary conflict themes associated with all organs of ectodermal origin and controlled from the sensory, premotor sensory, and post-sensory cortex. We break here for today. We will continue BioLitex program tomorrow. Until then, my best wishes. I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.